Chapter 6.
Hit him!
Renoir yelled. He hefted up a rock as big as himself.
Now!
With a heave, he hurled the huge missile through the air. Beside him, Ben knocked an exploding arrow, took aim, and fired. Coming right for them was a hull dragon. Bright green and orange scaled, more than 30 feet in height. Stomping through the valley. Renoir's boulder rocked it in the jaw. Ben's arrow skewered its neck. The massive monster staggered backward and let out an ear-splitting roar. Ben fired again. Renoir ripped another hunk out of the ground and said,
"Quit showing off!"
He chucked it. The rock smashed off the monster's nose.
Perfect hit!
With an important look on his face, Pilpin picked up a smaller rock and threw it at the hull. Around Ben's arrow, the hull sucked in a mouthful of air.
"Uh-oh,"
Ben said.
"Here it comes. Bezog!"
His head whipped around.
"Where are you, elf?"
A bluish-green light glowed to life inside the dragon's great maw. Renoir and Ben glanced at one another. Pilpin made as if to advance on the hull.
"Take cover!"
Renoir yelled, snatching Pilpin by the collar.
"Where?"
Ben said, looking around. The hull dragon's scales charged with light. Mystic fire dripped from its jaws. Bezog dropped from the sky with the Elderwood staff in hand.
"Get down!"
he commanded. A firestorm of energy erupted from the dragon's mouth. With a wave of Bezog's hand, a great wall of yellow mystic energy formed, shielding them all. The torrential flames sizzled angrily against the wall. Sparks and specks of bright energy burst in the air. Bezog's stern face beaded in sweat. Renoir could feel the intense heat through his armor.
"Get out of here, elf, before it roasts you alive!"
The geysers of flames came on. The shield started to pop and crack.
"Run!"
Bezog said.
"Run!"
"I'm not running!"
Renoir picked up his warhammer.
"Forward! Onward!"
he said, still holding Pilpin back by the collar. He wound the hammer up, spinning it like a pinwheel. The shield crackled and wobbled. Bezog drifted to the ground. Flames spilled through the shattered holes, setting fire to his lily-white robes.
"Roma!"
Renoir bellowed. Then, with all of his bracer-enhanced might, he let the ancient hammer fly. It burst through the shield and straight through the flames. A great clap of thunder popped the air and shook the ground. Bezog's shield dissipated, and the dragon's fiery breath was gone, leaving only a smoky mist that covered almost everything. Somewhere in the mist, the hull dragon made an awful moan, and a tremendous thud shook the ground. Renoir scurried forward and lifted Bezog back up to his feet.
"I'd better not have lost my hammer."
Bezog dusted off his robes.
"I didn't think dwarfs ever lost anything."
Renoir and Pilpin both said. The four of them stood on the cliff's edge in silence. A stiff breeze cleared the air, revealing a monstrous form of the bull dragon collapsed on the earth. Trees and branches were crushed beneath it.
"Do you think you killed it?"
Ben said, leaning over the edge.
"Why don't you get down there and tickle it?"
Renoir said.
"Or pinch its scales, maybe."
The great monster didn't stir. Not in the slightest. It was tons of scales and muscle, with great armored fins on its back, wingless and formidable. Renoir looked at the bracers on his wrists, the ones that Balzerth had gifted to him. They pulsed with an eerie yellow light. It gave him a rush, filled him with power. With the warhammer and the braces, he felt like he could take out an entire mountain. With the hall dragon down, he practically had. Filling his lungs full of air, he pounded his chest and let out a tremendous bellow.
What are you doing?
Ben said, covering his ears.
Are you trying to wake it?
Brenmar's great voice continued to fill the valley as he broke out in song.
Ah, home of the dwarfs, Morgan! Home of the dwarfs, Morgan! We have the finest steel and ale! Our weapons will never fail! Morgan! Morgan!
Look! Bezog said, pointing down at the great dragon. Brenmar stopped and looked. The hall dragon was moving.
By my beard!
His brows buckled as his eyes scanned for his warhammer.
Fetch my weapon, mage!
He yelled at Bezog. The dragon snorted a blast of smoke and let out an angry groan.
He looks mad, Brenmar,
Ben said, loading up Akron.
I don't think he likes your singing.
Oh, shut it, human!
Brenmar said, scraping a hunk of stone out of the earth. The sound of hoofed feet caught his ears and he stopped. Shaman Hoven galloped by, holding up spears at least 8 feet long. Dragon needles.
Don't you dare kill my dragon!
Brenmar shouted, but they were gone. Each roamer leaped off his horse and climbed up the dragon. Without hesitation, they rammed their dragon needles into the dragon's armored chest. The tips pierced the thick hide and plunged straight into the heart. The dragon's bright eyes glared with intensity. It lurched a few times, but then the eyes went dim. Renoir was furious. In a rush, he stormed down the hillside and greeted the roamers alongside the dragon, shaking his fist at them.
That was my dragon!
Shum twirled his dragon needle around. Once, twice, three times, shrinking it. Looking over his shoulder, he said,
You can still have it, just so long as you remember it was us who killed it.
Why, you pointy-eared fat!
Shum lowered the tip of his spear in Brenoir's face.
Watch what you say, dwarf.
Brenmar slapped it away.
Don't ever stick that stick in my face again, potbelly!
He stormed away and scoured the valley until he got his hands back on his warhammer. He hugged it to his chest and stepped alongside the head of the hall dragon. Its magnificent horn was cracked off at the top of its head, which had a dent in it.
You did that, not them.
He said to the warhammer.
Dragon needles? Pah!